And joining us now to talk about the reaction in Germany to the first German pope in hundreds of years is Joseph Joffe, editor of the Hamburg-based weekly Die Zeit. I say, Mr. Joffe, hundreds of years, when do you count it back to?
Well, in Germany, we count the as last pope Hadrian VI, even though he was born in Utrecht. We count Ratzinger as the first one since 486 years, exactly.
Utrecht is now in the Netherlands, so.
Correct. But, you know, in those days, it was all one big Holy Roman Empire of the German nation, so the geographics are a bit fuzzy.
What is the reaction in Germany now? Does it compare at all with John Paul II's
No, I don't think at all. I mean, the obvious question that one gets posed from abroad is there a German angle to this? The way there was a truly Polish angle to the anointment of Karol Wojtyla, John Paul. And I would argue no, because Wojtyla was a truly Polish bishop. He was the leader of a strongly nationalist Polish church that saw itself as a bulwark against godless Soviet communism. So when the cardinals elected him in 1978, they really did elect a Polish pope in a signal of defiance against the Soviet Union and its reigning ideology. And Joseph Ratzinger is not a quote-unquote German pope. I don't think there's a message here to Germany, nor to anybody else.
German Cardinal Karl Lehmann has said, I know you saw this quotation, it is an important sign of Germany's ultimate return into the worldwide community of peoples.
This is precisely the point. I don't think they would have elected a German pope in the 40s, in the 50s, in the 60s, 70s. I think all the way into the 90s. So in that respect, you might say electing somebody like Ratzinger was a kind of signal that the post-war period is definitely over, and you might call it the ultimate signal of a reconciliation with Germany. So in that respect, that is the only German angle I could see.
Well, what about this? Pope Benedict XVI, Cardinal Ratzinger, has been strong, as you know, against many of the social changes that have taken place all over the world, including Germany. Now, how is that going to play?
Well, it's not. That's one of the points. The ultimate paradox here, again, contrasting this to the Polish experience in 1978, is that Ratzinger is a very highly criticized figure in Germany, among the Catholics for sure, and among the Protestants too. Let's compare the German church to the American church. The parallels here are that both are minority churches within a Protestant majority, which is more liberal to begin with. And that has colored off on the flock, as it were, in the sense that the German flock probably strongly opposes Ratzinger on the main points. So which are those main points? There are three. One, no artificial birth control. Two, no women in the priesthood. And three, strong opposition against this, what we call, you know, kind of Latin American liberation theology. So in that respect, given what I've just said, the applause here, certainly compared to the applause in Warsaw in 1978, was a bit on the low side.
Thank you very much, Joseph Joffe, editor of the Hamburg-based weekly Die Zeit. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.